It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Joining us this morning is Maris Dishno. She is an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer for or participant. I don't know how we'll ask her how she identifies herself, but she's with the Duluth Community Garden Program. Just drove past another little Duluth Community Garden the other day, and when it's a billion degrees below zero and the snow is piled up and the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon is over, what do we have to look forward to but spring? It's the perfect time to talk to Maris. Hey, Maris, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us a little bit about what you do for the garden program. You're working with them for a year. Are you at the beginning of the year, the middle, or the end of your year?
I am actually in the middle of my year. I started in July of 2019, and I will end in July of, or I started in July 2018 and will end in 2019.
Okay.
Yeah, I am the Garden Education Volunteer Specialist, which basically means I do all the workshops, I manage all the volunteers, and I kind of do everything in between for the garden program as well.
So what do you talk about when you talk about educating the public? There are so many millions, obviously, of different tacks that you could take, needs that you could address, areas in which you'd like to educate people. Talk a little bit about what some of your efforts have been and how you kind of have to prioritize, this is the most important thing for me to teach people, and after that, this, this, and this.
Yeah, so with the garden education piece, we focus specifically on workshops that educate gardeners, new or old, about things that you can do with your garden. We are actually partnering with the Duluth Folk School to have workshops available starting in February till the end of 2019. And some of those workshops are just gardening 101. Some of them are about composting. Some are really fun. I know the canning classes are really popular in the fall during harvest season. We also have an apple press that we use in the fall, and we'll be teaching people how to use apple press and make their own apple cider as well. We also have a tool library that is available for gardeners and members to be able to check out tools that they can use to garden. So if you don't have a shovel or you don't have a broad fork, you're able to check this out for a week at a time and be able to use it in your garden. And then we also have canning equipment as well, so that every person who would like to garden has the access and resources to be able to garden.
Well, in particular with that, with the canning equipment, it can take up a certain amount of space, and you haul it out and use it once a year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So what a genius idea to have that that equipment available just to rent when you need it. So talk a little bit about our community. As you work with Duluth's community gardeners, what are we like? What do we want to know? Are we excited about gardening? Tell us about ourselves.
I definitely think I think that the Duluth community is very excited about gardening. The garden program has 21 gardens across the city, all the way from Arrowhead Road to our newest garden in Gary, New Duluth, that will be available coming this spring. And it's amazing, and we love it. We have registration is starting to come up in February, so for returning gardeners who would like to have their same gardens. We start registration in February for them. In March, we have gardeners who are on the wait list. And then in April, for anybody who's on the general public and like to garden with us, the registration is able to do so. Gardens are heavily subsidized by the Duluth Community Garden Program. And we make these gardens available at reasonable cost. So it's on a sliding self-reported fee scale. So anything from $20 to $100 you can rent a plot with.
Fantastic. I always thought, and I realize that it isn't that simple, but I always thought it would be super cool where you just have vacant lots to say, well, can I kind of put in a garden here until somebody buys this or something? I realize it's a little bit more complicated than that. Now, something else that you have been working on is a satellite image map. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I partnered with another AmeriCorps VISTA and the Damiano Center, and we created a ArcGIS map that creates that is available online that you can see the satellite images of all the gardens. You can find a little bit about the history. You can see pictures. You can see individual plots. You can see if they're rented, and if you want a specific plot, you're able to rent at that specific plot. And it just makes it easier for especially new gardeners to know where they're gardening at and know the history about that garden.
Well, that's fantastic. And, of course, you don't know how often it refreshes. So it would probably not be a good thing to just, like, I'll pull it up on the satellite and see if I need to get out there and water.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, the opportunity to just, you know, kind of get a look at, and you could say to your friend, oh, look, this plot is right next to mine, and this one's available, mm-hmm. so let's do that.
Yes.
It sounds like wonderful fun. Maris, we'll get up a link to the Duluth Community Garden Program. We'll get up a couple of links so that folks can easily find the information that we've been talking about and make sure that they don't miss any of these deadlines. Returning gardeners, the spring registration opens next month, which is like Friday, actually, is next month already. Mm-hmm. March for folks that are on the wait list, April for the general public. We'll get all that information available on our website, so it'll be easy for everybody to find. And thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Maris Dishno joined us this morning. She is an AmeriCorps VISTA for the Duluth Community Garden Program.